Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Hello, our 50 states, our District of Columbia, and our territories. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. And I'm looking at some of our world now in our backyard. And hello, Tink. I'm Curtis Clinton. This is my podcast, getting A-plus in country. A fine president with 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis Clinton. This 5:30 here in Northern Virginia, this next week, last week of August the 22nd, 2016, live from our backyard, also without a script, as wildlife is in our yard now, eating, resting, relaxing. Because so much of our world is being devastated with cement, box stores, townhomes. Instead of using the land that we have, we're encroaching on the wildlife that gives us bees and migration of life. And we really need to protect that. So in our yard, our rule of thumb is if you bite me, I bite you. And guess what? That may also be the rule when I get into the White House. In other words, we're going to do right. We're not going to do wrong. We can do right, and that's what's important. Today is Military Appreciation Day. I wonder how many of the candidates are appreciating our military. You know, Donald Trump spoke to veterans on some kind of naval vessel. Let's see what he's doing today. Let's see what Hillary Clinton is doing today. May I remind you that we have not had a good commander-in-chief for possibly 37 years. From possibly the mid-80s, late 80s through now, we have not had the very best of commander-in-chiefs. Even when electing a general like Dwight D. Eisenhower, he too was insufficient in the White House, played by the Russians over the U-2 incident. Look it up. Read it. His announcement, and excuse me for a few seconds, come. Just needs to be interrupted, it will be. We need to pay attention to wildlife, as I am now. Dwight D. Eisenhower mentioned that we had an unmanned flight over Russia. The Russian premier, president, was smart not to announce the capture of Gary Powers. And so, after a day or so, Dwight D. Eisenhower announced it was an unmanned flight, and days later, I believe it was Khrushchev, paraded Gary in front of the world, showing America as liars and engaged in air espionage. So, who would make a good commander-in-chief and who would be a good leader? I've been on the scene for 8.5 years. That should tell you more than you need to know. I tried to save us from President Obama's first term and second term, only to be ignored by all of America, because they couldn't fathom that an unknown non-politician could even begin to lead our country. And the more you listen, if you go back in time, and I have written the blogs that I wrote, If you go back in time and hear what I've said, you'll know that I am more than efficient, sufficient in the White House, more so than Hillary Clinton and her failed public service, as well as Donald Trump's lack of public service. The wildlife has decided to take a hike, which is okay. Well, not too much of a hike. So I am free to talk to you, as I am every day, and you are free to listen if you choose every single day. And every day I give you a gift in things that I say. It's a gift because nobody else is saying it. What have your parents or grandparents told you as you grew up? What did they say? How did they make you ready for the world? Well, America is not so ready for the world of terrorism and international trade, as well as international relations. Countries are looking ahead and mapping out their futures with us. If Donald Trump gets elected, which is far from realistic, possibly further than realistic than if I were to be garnering write-in ballots. Because I speak not only the truth, but I speak clearly. And there's no hidden agenda. There's no defeatism. There's no bad-mouthing people as often as Donald Trump bad-mouths people. Yes, we have an immigration problem, and yes, we need to solve it. And yes, among the immigrants here, there is a majority of good immigrants. And we need to respect, well, first we need to recognize that, then we need to respect that. And as we review every family that's here, which can be done very simply, giving them the identification that they need to procure citizenship or a green card or a visa or something. Everybody must come out of the shadows. Everybody must come out of the closets. And that's not a bad idea. There was, I believe, a soccer player who was called out during the game. I think they call it homophobia. Are you afraid of homosexuality? Does it affect you? No. Does it challenge your beliefs? It challenges your upbringing. Your beliefs are to be adjusted accordingly, as need be, or not. It's your choice. Now, I can talk about this subject. And let me talk about this subject for the next 5 minutes. And I'm going to be very, very real, very to the point, and very frank. So, everyone under the age of 17, please walk away for about 5 minutes, starting now. I will give you 10 seconds to walk away. That was a little bit more than 10 seconds. So I'm going to be real frank and discuss something that many of you recognize. Not everybody, but many of one gender recognizes. And I'm going to be quiet for 5 minutes to make sure that every young person under the age, until I get in the White House and will speak more. Let me begin. How many men, two women, making love? What is the percent of men in our country or around the world? Let's talk about those who are homophobic. Well, there's homophobia. Are you afraid of that? Do you watch women making out, making love? If so, you've already adjusted your lifestyle. That's as frank as I can be. How many of you of a particular gender like to see men making out? You are afraid of homophobia? Or you have homophobia? Really? You see, you don't have to be in a situation. You design your situation the way you wish to design your situation, and others are allowed to design theirs. People who wear beards, people who get tattoos, people who get piercings. I don't like piercings. I don't like tattoos. There are some tattoos that are okay. A large majority of tattoos that I see are completely now I'm stuck for a word, so I do not insult people. Some people have colored their arms, legs, bodies with color, and they don't look good in it. And they are now marked for life, and only they will find people who will like them for their colors. Some will ignore them and avoid them. I won't, but I don't agree with those tattoos. What size of tattoo? That's irrelevant. If there's a nice tattoo, fine. But too many are gaudy and too big, extensive, and they just don't make sense. Now going on. Today is Military Appreciation Day. I started vying for the White House when I got sick and tired of American men and women in the military dying overseas. And this was during the last days of the Bush administration, possibly the last year and a half. Can't recall. Barack Obama has been in office for almost 8 years, so eight. Geez, I've been on Blog Talk Radio for close to 9 years, nine and a half possibly. I don't remember my first broadcast. But I'm sure there's a history. And that history is long and dotted with good ideas, good solutions, answers to problems, and a way of living that is better. If you want America to be great again, you can't start with Donald Trump and or Hillary Clinton. We can't be great again. We will be among the great nations, but we will not be great as in the only great country because after World War II, we were the only great country. Russia was almost second because of its greatness. Did you see the Olympic Games? China is second in medals. How much of our United States can fit within China? They have the potential to be one of the greatest or the greatest. And how we deal with ourselves will determine if we are to be great again. Greatest of all, maybe greatest of what we've ever been, but greatest of all countries in the world, will take a lot of doing. And unfortunately, it will take a lot of undoing of some other great countries. Their leadership will determine their destiny, their future. As president, I will revitalize and revamp our military. I was in the military for a short period of time, and in that period of time, I saw mistakes. I saw the absence of leadership. I saw the absence of respect. I saw the command level being laughed at, being disrespected. My commander couldn't even arrange for my bivouac. I had a shelter half. I was not paired with anybody. I was left to sleep on the fender of a truck coming back into the motor pool, and while its engine was still warm, I slept or sat on the bumper. Stay warm. And so I was tired during the day because I never had real sleep. I had to watch the guards patrolling the area, the camp, because everybody was thought to be in their shelter, in their tent, teamed with others. I was a corpsman, not allowed to sleep in the corpsman tent, because the corpsmen were a clique, and I was just a newcomer, not taken under the wing of anybody. I haven't forgotten. And if I get into the White House, if I become commander-in-chief, do watch how I fix the military, how I fix the command, how we look at the training, how we look at a number of things. I don't believe in a soft soldier. I believe in a soldier that has softness but is strong. I believe our education for our soldiers, our military men and women, need to improve. Our acceptance of women. If women want to go on the front line, fine. Qualify and you are on the front line. Everyone in the backward positions, you better qualify too, because soon you may be on the front line. The front line may come to our shores. And then where will you be, America? You too need to be trained. You will be drafted. You will learn how to defend your country. And you will support our military men and women. You will support our society. You will take care of orphan children, the seniors, the disabled. You will help single parent families. All for the sake of our country, serving our country. And you will do that as an alternative to military service on the front lines and or on the backward positions, backward of the front line. But when anything comes to our shores, you better be ready, and I will see to it. We will all learn a second language. If you saw the Olympic Games, there were announcements in, I believe, Portuguese, Spanish, but there were also announcements at the end in English. English is around the world. But French isn't around our country. Mandarin is not around our country. Spanish is not around our country. There may be pockets of German and Polish and Russian, but they are not around, and Italian, around our country. What about Farsi and Greek and Albanese? Albania, and Hochdeutsche Sprache. You've got a lot to do, America, and Hillary Clinton is not up to it, and Donald Trump hasn't a clue. You play the game Clue? I have the flashlight. I am a flashlight. Not flash in the pan. I will light up the ways. And there are varied ways, because we are varied, even though we're similar. If you saw the Olympic Games again, you would see teams that were not from the U.S. They look like us. We are the world. Our shores are the breeding grounds of the second coming of Americans. We have Native Americans, and look what we've done to them. If I am president, we will reestablish recognition and respect of our first Americans, the Native Americans. Tribes will be treated with respect like nationalities, Cherokee, Apache, Iroquois. I'm still trying to think of the other. Powhatan. I'm trying to think of the tribes in Florida, Seminoles. And once again, wildlife has come, so I will be quiet for the sake of wildlife. If I have to end the broadcast now, I will. Stay tuned. Be well. Let's see to it. I'm a